You know, one of the great things here at WBGO is the live event. Sure, we play thousands and thousands and thousands of recordings, but it's jazz in the moment that makes WBGO a world-class radio station, and such is the case today. Guitarist Ronnie Van Hur, bassist Harvey S., have an introspection into each other's musical lives that runs very deep. And you add a world-class timekeeper like Tim Horner, and you've got one hell of an hour. And I hope you'll stay with us this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, guitarist Ronnie Van Hur, bassist Harvey S., and drummer Tim Horner from Introspection, live on WBGO. That, my friends, is one of the recordings that you'll hear on a new CD from guitarist Ronnie Van Hur and bassist Harvey S. with drummer Tim Horner. It's called Introspection. And it speaks to the world of jazz just about as well as anything I can think of. Because within this hour plus recording, you'll visit the world of Billy Strayhorn, the title track from Thelonious Monk, Tad Dameron, and Kenny Dorham. You'll take a trip to Brazil. Or right there, as our opening track was this morning, we'll visit the genius that was Joe Henderson on a piece called Serenity from this new recording, Introspection. Gentlemen, welcome to WBGO this morning. Thank you for joining us live.
It was a great pleasure, believe us.
And the new recording, Introspection. And Ronnie, you have another incarnation that is happening starting tomorrow night and running through the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Brazilian celebration.
Right, right. It's going to be at Dizzy's Jazz Lincoln Center tomorrow, Friday night, the 13th through Sunday. And it's my quartet, but it's all Brazilian musicians with Elio Alves on piano, Itaguar Brandão on bass, and Elio Schiavo on the drums, and then a very special guest, Joyce Moreno from Brazil. It was actually supposed to be with Leni Andrade, and I was here with Leni a couple of years ago, and things changed, and it's going to be wonderful. It's a trip through all the different composers of Brazil, such a rich history. You could say almost as American, you know, in terms of the variety of composers and the different eras. So we'll try to touch on them, and then Joyce will bring some of her repertoire. Be fascinating.
It's the attraction of the music in general, because for yourself, a cat that was born in Tunisia, raised in Israel, came to this country and immediately gravitated toward Barry Harris and the jazz theater.
Yeah. My family is from Tunisia, but they migrated to Israel before I was born.
Oh, okay.
So I got to be born in Israel. But I grew up in a small town that was mostly Moroccan and Tunisian in the desert, so it felt like Tunisia.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and Harvey, Massachusetts.
Yeah, that's where I was originally born. I actually was born in Chelsea, which the only other jazz musician I know that was born there was Chick Corea.
That's pretty good company,
That's
though.
All right. I can live with that.
Now, tell me about the three of you. How did you come together?
Well, Ronnie and I actually have been in New York a long time, and we really hadn't really played many gigs together. And then about maybe 6 years ago, I think,
Time flies out. Yeah. I don't know anymore.
Yeah. We were on the Jack Klein. I was on the Jack Klein Singer concert with I think Kenny Barron, and Jack said, you know, when we get there, he says, we have a special guest, you know, tonight. And, oh, no, I think I was on with Gene Burton Sr. That's what it was.
Right.
And he said, we have a special guest, and he says, it's Ronnie Van Hur. I said, wow, great, finally going to get to play with him. So he came and sat in, we played, and it was really great. And then we started to keep in touch, and then we just started to, over the past few years, started to play a little bit more together. And you know, and this has blossomed into this new CD, Introspection. And, of course, Tim is like the logical choice. We've been good friends with Tim. Tim and I go back a long time. So, you know, when we doing the project, we decided both that Tim would be the perfect choice because of he can play great jazz and great trio and great Brazilian. So, you know, and plus we're old friends, so it was the perfect choice, and we're thrilled that he could be on the CD. And of course, thrilled he's here today.
And it's perfect for this kind of setting and the diversity of the setting that makes up this new recording, Introspection, because I can't think of a better example of three cats that where there are no walls, man. I mean, for yourself, you know, your last few recordings have been focused on the world of Latin jazz.
I did do a lot of that.
Yeah, right?
Afro-Cuban, yeah.
But
which I love, and it'll always be a big part of my soul. And I know Ronnie has gone so heavily into Brazilian, so like we kind of have a lot of area to cover, and Tim plays all those styles.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, and Ronnie, you and Gene Bertoncini have actually made a recording together.
Yes,
so, so it's a really small world that that brings everybody together.
It's a family.
Now, I talked about the Jazz Cultural Theater.
Mm.
Now, there's a real example of a musical family. And for yourself, you got a chance to hang and learn from a master like Barry Harris, and just the influence of what would happen on any given night down there at 28th and 8th, where anybody could walk in the door and learn and end up playing and all of that kind of thing. I mean, it's probably where you ran into people like Ronnie Matthews and other folks like that.
Sun Ra, Mill Jackson. I played with Mill Jackson. He played piano with two fingers, you know. He solos with two fingers. Walter Davis Jr., Harold Vick, Lou Donaldson would just come to hang out. And then there will be some people who were, you know, hit on hard times, great jazz musicians like Tommy Turrentine and C Sharp, and they would stay there. Barry would let them stay there. To me, I think what was, because I came, like I was 22 when I arrived, and jazz was things from the records and things from you read about, and all these jazz personalities seems bigger than life. And the most striking thing when arriving at the Jazz Culture Theater is how humane and plain in terms of life and humanity all these people are, you know. That was a great lesson, to see that it's not something that is done by gods on a mountain, but just people who walk the street just like us, wait for the subway, et cetera, et cetera.
One morning, Barry Harris sat at that grand Steinway piano and told me a story, not about Cass Technical School, because that's the one that gets all the press in Detroit, but he went to Northeastern, I think. And he said, you know, there was another guy and myself, and we used to play two pianos for the high school assembly. Mm. Remember, we all used to go into the big auditorium and, you know, they'd have whatever they had. And he said, yeah, it'd be myself and another guy playing piano. And he said, you know, the other guy, he never really stuck with it. Well, he was in the music business. You know who the other guy was?
Barry Gordy,
right? It was Barry Harris and Barry Gordy, right, in high school playing piano, right?
He didn't stuck with it.
But you guys obviously have stuck with it. And Introspection is the new recording that is out, and it's on Jazz Heads Records. And we heard Joe Henderson tune. But let's get a little more worldly now.
Sure.
Baden Powell, an influence for all of you. Why is that?
Well, the first time I heard Baden Powell, I was totally taken by him because, you know, his passion is strength, but also his African roots, how he brings the African feel to the music. And, Brazilian music always was attractive to me, and it still is, and it's so romantic and lush. But he has an edge on him, you know, Baden Powell. And his songs, the lyrics, too, of his songs are very profound. And then the way he plays the guitar.
Ronnie Ben-Hur on guitar, Harvey S. on the bass, Tim Horner on the drums, working through the edge of Baden Powell live on WBGO. Thank you. Once again, from the recording introspection, we're live this morning on WBGO with guitarist Ronnie Ben-Hur and bassist Harvey Hess and drummer Tim Horner. And tomorrow night through the weekend, Ronnie will have a special Brazilian quartet working at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola, and the focus will be Brazilian composers. I would imagine Baden-Powell will be one of those.
Baden-Powell will be one of them, yeah. Bixiguinha, Villa-Lobos as well.
Uh-huh. Jobim.
And Jobim, of course.
Yeah.
And then Joyce's music. She has original. Yeah.
At Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola. And then we should mention, for those of you listening this morning, too, that this trio that you're enjoying will also be performing upcoming in August. Mark Morganelli's new Jazz Forum. Mm-hmm. Those of you that remember some of those great nights downtown, he's now got a joint up in Tarrytown.
I got to tell you, it's really great. I mean, Mark has, I was there when it was kind of, I went over and visited a couple of times when it was like, you know, just sawdust and everything all over the place. And Mark says, I'm doing this and I'm doing this. You walk in and there's like, there's a waiting room with a beautiful pool table. And you can kind of hang in there before you get in the club. He just got a brand new Steinway, which I think went for something like $90,000 or more.
Yeah.
You know, he's working on getting donations to so that he can keep it.
And this is the new Jazz Forum up in Tarrytown on August the 12th.
Yeah.
And a night at a Mark Morganelli place is always something special.
Well, Mark is very special, and he's a real, you know, aside from being a musician, he's a great jazz supporter. And this is a great place, and we're really looking forward to
it. You remember
the
old joint down on Broadway?
Oh, I played there many times. Oh,
I remember one night in particular. I shouldn't have done this, but I was drinking cognac out of a milk glass.
Yes, yeah, and, I remember those days.
And Philly Joe Jones had Damaronia working in the room.
Wow.
And an intermission, after I got a refill, he did Count Blackula for us in the kitchen. But it was the kind of place where people would play backgammon, and they'd be chatting and sitting on couches and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's very special, and I would imagine this joint is probably the same.
Yeah, Mark really, really did it this time.
We have to give credit to his wife, too, Ellen.
Ellen, of course.
Yeah, she's a big part of this, and together they make a great team.
Yeah, that's August the 12th, and then on the 22nd, you midday folks looking for a great hip lunch to take in.
And it's free.
St. Peter's.
St. Peter's.
Midday Jazz, right?
54th Street and Lex, yes.
Yeah.
August 22nd.
Now here on WBGO, it's free too, but come on now, folks. If you don't support this station.
Well, you listen to WBGO on your way there.
You must support the station. See, for those people that do, go to wbgo.org/support. This is what you're supporting.
Yeah.
This is what you're supporting, right? Yeah. And the world-class composers like Baden-Powell, if you're just joining us, we also heard a Joe Henderson piece. But with three super master musicians like this,
thank you.
I mean, the American Songbook, right? The American
Songbook. And, you know,
Songbook.
I want to put that the American Songbook became Americana, right? God Bless America and all. They were all written by immigrants.
There you go.
There you go.
So it's always been a world-influenced art form, hasn't it?
That's what makes this country great.
You bet. You bet. Yeah.
Irving Berlin, didn't he write God Bless America?
Yeah.
Immigrant man.
Sure. There you go. You know?
Refugee.
Yes. And was a song shouter early on. You know? And that's how some of these cats actually sold their music in Times Square, was that they would show up and actually sing the songs out, hoping that a Broadway producer walking by would go, huh, yeah,
wow.
All right.
Great story. Yeah.
And, you know, music has always been part of America's fabric, because what was the very first thing you could buy on time in this country? The very first thing.
Huh.
A piano.
Ah.
A piano was the very first thing you could buy on time. Because we didn't have televisions, we didn't even have a radio, right?
Even if you couldn't play in time.
Yeah. So what happened on a Saturday night?
Everybody got around?
Everybody got around the piano.
Yeah.
That they were still paying off.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had a good time. Well, we're playing off this morning, and we're playing off some of the music that you can find on this new recording, Introspection. And why don't we touch upon the world of Jerome Kern, because it's represented here, right? Sure. What are we going to hear, guys?
Nobody Else But Me, that was called.
There you go. And it's Nobody Else But Our Contributors that make this kind of thing happen live. Ronnie Ben-Hur and Harvey S. and Tim Horner. Thank you. Yeah. We are live. All in caps, right?
We are alive.
And that too. L-I-V-E, ladies and gentlemen, here at WBGO in our performance studio. I'm Gary Walker. Thank you for tuning in. Kind of a special treat for us this morning because we have guitarist Ronnie Ben-Hur and bassist Harvey S. celebrating a new recording, Introspection, with drummer Tim Horner. And the new recording on Jazz Heads, and that one there, a Jerome Kern classic, Nobody Else But Me, is one of the tunes you'll find on this recording. Was there a big discussion as to what tunes you were going to do on this record? I mean, there's 10 great tunes on this, but, you know, if you're like me, you probably started with 40 and had to work it down, or how did you do that?
It's kind of an interesting process. Ronnie did pick a lot of the tunes, and he would say, what do you think of this tune? But he, of course, every time I saw him, he's come up with 5 tunes. What do you think of this tune? What do you think of this tune? So, you know, he's learning, he's bringing tunes all the time. So I said, so then we just started to play them, and then we came to a decision as such, saying like, okay, this is, no, we both write a lot of music. We're going to do a record, not our tunes. We're going to just pick the tunes that all we seem that go together and that represent a piece of jazz that maybe needs a little bit of nourishment, you know? And so we kind of formed it that way. You know, we could have easily, you know, Ronnie has, plenty of beautiful originals and I have originals. We could have done a CD like that. But we decided to really carefully do this. And it took almost 2 years to really honed down to what we were going to do. So it wasn't done very, very fast. So I feel very good about the choices we made. And not only that, but how we did each tune to try to integrate the guitar and bass in a maybe not a new and radically different way, but in a really, I think, unique presentation.
And how you do that in a unique presentation is the choices that you make of the compositions that you decide to interpret in your own way, be it Joe Henderson or some Billy Strayhorn or some Thelonious Monk, which is where the title track comes from, or Baden Powell that we heard, and Jerome Kern, or somebody as important in their own way to the fabric of this music. Important in what way? Important in that he was part of Dizzy Gillespie's trumpet section. He took Fats Navarro's place in the Billy Eckstein band. He, at the recommendation of somebody like Miles Davis, joined the Charlie Parker unit when Miles stepped away and started doing his own thing. And I'm talking about Kenny Dorham, who's probably one of the most overlooked trumpet players in this music.
And composers, you know, he's not really, you know, a lot of people don't talk about him, but and hopefully maybe we'll help that.
You know, to me, KD, Kenny Dorham, was very inspiring because he kept at it. You know, he did not have the glory and fame of others, but he kept being so prolific, churning up records after records. All of us grew up on Kenny Dorham. Everybody was into jazz more than just on the surface. Finds Kenny Dorham, and you know, you can't stop listening to those records again and again. And how he insisted on being creative, insisted on being original, and changing. In other words, he didn't just find a formula and he stayed with it. Every record is a fresh look. You can see an artist that is searching. And I say that it's inspiring because, you know, the industry we're in is not one that rewards you so easily. And it's, of course, you know, you can say, well, I had enough of that and I want to do this and that. And you see people like Kenny Dorham who did not stop and created this body of work for us. And I think that's someone, you know, every artist can draw inspiration from that alone. You know, the insistence of a great artist to do that thing regardless of what happened.
And we've already talked about it this hour, the insistence of diversity. Right, which makes up the fabric of the Great American Songbook, as you pointed out few minutes ago. Yeah. But that same kind of thing, also apparent in the fabric of Barry Harris's Jazz Cultural Theater, too. Right,
very much so. He's another person who insisted who keeps insisting on being great, original, and prolific, no matter what, you know, the people. When I met him in the 80s, you know, now he's on a pedestal, but then, you know, I don't think he could have gotten a gig at the Vanguard in those days, you know, the great Barry Harris. But he didn't care. He practiced every day.
And that's something. Just last week, he finished a week at the Village Vanguard.
Right. I went to see it. It was beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's something that, you know, great countries realize, the importance of artists, you know, like a great government will come to Tim Horton and say, Tim, go and write, and because Tim is a great composer himself, and be creative. We need you to do that, you know, rather than what can you give us? Just go and do your thing.
I remember Tim one time was sitting, and I don't remember what the occasion was, but the place, I believe, was the Metropolitan Museum of Art. And he was sitting there, and it was around a fountain, perhaps, and there were all these kids who were around you, and he ended up writing a piece of music.
Oh.
Because as he looked up, all he saw was feet, right? And wrote this incredible piece of music based on what he was feeling with all these feet around him. And, of course, little people's feet tend to not stand still. They're kind of like jazz people's feet, aren't they?
Only when they're sleeping.
Yeah, only when they're sleeping. That's right. But, you know, you talked about Kenny Dorham and the importance of Kenny, and this is somebody who, you know, stayed true to his diversity and got all these different styles in and did it before he was, you know, he didn't make it out of his 40s, man. Right?
No. Yeah. I don't think so. And I think at some point he had to work at Manus, so some kind of job like this.
Is
he
that
had to
right?
Take a day job, you know.
Wow. Yeah, well, the work you guys do sure doesn't seem like work. I know it is, to make it feel as easy as it does for us this morning, enjoying this on WBGO. Guitarist Ronnie Ben-Hur, a very special quartet. Tomorrow night,
Friday the 13th.
Yes.
Through Sunday, going to have a great Brazilian celebration and some of the great Brazilian composers with the quartet and special guest Joyce Moreno, who will stop by and also touch upon some of her wonderful music and things. And then the trio that you're enjoying here this morning, put it in your futures file. It's worth it. August the 12th, Mark Morganelli's Jazz Forum. In Tarrytown, New York, go up there, play some pool, and sit down and enjoy this trio who will be playing there. And then on the 22nd of August in New York City, right there in the 50s in Lexington Avenue, is St. Peter's Church. And they'll be doing something out of doors on the 22nd.
And just a special thank you to the wonderful Ronnie White, who's been booking that series for like 17 years. And I just want to say thank you, Ronnie, for all the great music you've given people.
And thank you guys for giving us this great music. It's Introspection, a new recording, and it features guitarist Ronnie Ben-Hur and bassist Harvey S. with Tim Horner on the drums. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being
thank
with us here today.
Us.
And, you know, we talked a lot about Kenny Dorham. Why do you say we go out with a composition of Kenny's? Set this up. What are we going to hear?
Asiatic Craze by Kenny Dorham. It's also called Lotus Blossom and other records. I think I heard the first time I heard it was back in Israel in the 80s. And fell in love with it. And it's a song kind of like staying in my mind. And I'm really glad we got to finally record it.
I think Sonny Rollins recorded it back in the 50s, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, long, long time ago. So, you know, good music is good music is good music is today.
That's
on
right.
WBGO. Thank you,
that's
gentlemen.
Right.
Take us out with the music of Kenny Dorham today. Well, folks, that's the way we thank you for your support. I hope you enjoy it. And that was, once again, from Introspection. The trio featured live on WBGO today is guitarist Ronnie Van Hur and bassist Harvey S. The new recording, Introspection, with drummer Tim Horner. And right there, a great composition by Kenny Dorham. Some of you know it as Lotus Blossom. Some of you know it as Asiatic Rays. And it's just part of this recording where you'll find some George Shearing. You'll find some Thelonious Monk and some other great things, too, to pass the time of day and tickle your fancy when it comes to the jazz arts. And Ronnie will once again have a Brazilian quartet working tomorrow through Sunday, each evening, two sets at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola. And then this trio, as you heard them this morning on WBGO Newark, in August on the 12th at Jazz Forum in Tarrytown, and then on the 22nd in Midtown. They'll be featured at St. Peter's Church and a part of the lunchtime concert series there out of doors. And I hope you've enjoyed this, whether you're out of doors or indoors or whatever doors you're walking through today. Just remember that it's all coming to you from your jazz station that you support.